make it as a motion, so that we start our multi-bank account with $2 million.
Two, I mean, I'd be comfortable with 2.5.
Okay.
Either one, doesn't matter.
It's up to you. You're the one that pays the bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the tax payments are coming in.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, so pretty much, I mean, if you look.
Yeah, the 2.5 would, out of that would be fine.
Yeah, right now, basically, April is always, April 30th is always our lowest month. So we were at 1.8 last year. We're at 2 million this year. So we pretty much hit, as far as the money that's in the general fund.
Yeah, we hit the bottom.
Okay.
The bottom, so it's going to be going up from here.
Yeah, that's the only reason I said that, okay. Because June 5th is when all the money starts flowing in.
So do you want a motion for that, Mike?
Please, yeah. I would like a motion.
So I move that the finance board authorize Linda to move $2.5 million from VIP into the new multi-bank securities to ladder some CD investments.
I second.
Okay. She was sitting there, I was like, hey, second motion. Motion made by Mr. Garcia and seconded by, okay, I'm struggling today. Ms. Lynn Hurt, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. Motion passes 3-0.
As soon as we get this.
Yep, after tax, okay. After the taxes.
And I mean, I don't think, so she got the recording set up right exactly when we needed it.
Okay. Yep.
I mean, other than that, we haven't done.
Yeah,
what was the other motion that we did?
Added Rudy onto, and Eric can tell him.
Yeah, I've got my
secondary contact.
I have my notes.
Rudy's already.
I'm sorry.
We motioned Rudy on as a secondary contact.
Gotcha.
For eConnect Direct.
And that's the only other thing that we've actually.
And approve the agenda in the minutes.
Yep.
That's it.
All right. Anything else, John? Think of we need to talk about today.
No, I think it would be good as we move to the end of the fiscal year, Eric, if you can figure out a way to do this, if we can look at net gains for the two investments.
Yep. See which one's gaining where and how much.
Yeah, just so that we have that visibility so that, you know, maybe that's something that.
You know, Mr. Weaver's going to ask.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not picking at Mr. Weaver.
I mean, I would like to be able to show that the time that we're investing here is worthwhile and has a tangible benefit.
Yeah. What is the actual gain, you know, above and beyond the principal that's been put in?
And if we do it, if you can go back to the beginning when we first started it to now so we can show net, mm-hmm. and then maybe we just structure it so that annually we have that number.
Yeah.
Well, and then
and what I could do, I mean, I could even do it on like a quarterly basis or like that. Every quarter when we meet, I can figure out what that number is.
And if we can look at how much we have for that fiscal year, like, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind we just paid for at least one deputy or one teacher.
And, you know, and that's a really good story to tell the community, that between the cost recovery fund and the investment board, that we're putting their fallow money to good use, and we're turning, gaining some more money that eventually will pay off.
We're not only going back and paying for the rescue squad service. We're covering all of that, but we're taking that money instead of just letting it sit there the whole time. We're now also getting the benefit of paying for, let's say, a resource officer.
Yeah. I mean, that's a really good story to tell to the community, because especially in a year when we have to raise the tax rate.
Yeah.
You know.
Yep. Yeah, I can work on that and get something set up for that.
And then I guess the only other thing that is any movement on the BB&T.
Cindy and them are still working on that, so.
Okay.
It's not in the black hole. It's still being. It's just local government.
Well, what it is when you have attorneys that you know they're working on their behalf and they're saying the documents have to be a certain way, when you're dealing with large corporations and they're kind of pushback saying, well, no, these are our documents. It's been a back and forth.
And all the contracts, they have to cover local government and all of their regulations, and no word can be
right.
Not
and
touched.
So when we move the general checking over to BB&T, is that money going to have any interest bearing on it, or is it going to be just like Wells Fargo with zero?
That is something we started out with BB&T doing, but I don't know where we are until we get ready to do the contract, actually, Rudy.
Okay.
You know, there's some things that really hoped were going to be in place for tax time this year, too.
Yeah.
So but they didn't have
maybe it. Moving forward, one of the things that you can consider doing is if they're not going to give us any return for holding our money, then we should just keep whatever the minimum is to avoid fees and everything else put in VIP. And just use VIP as your money.
And what we used to have to do was we had what we called a sweep account.
Mm-hmm.
The money went into that account and then it was invested for a day, whatever.
Right.
And then we had to move back over what we needed to pay our bills. And
Does Wells Fargo, do they offset? And like, so this is what is there a certain amount that we have to keep to offset their fees for like whatever
it's
it is?
Pretty high.
Yeah.
But see, BB&T was so anxious to get our business in the beginning, but I don't know where we are
they have a much more aggressive local manager now.
Yeah.
BB&T.
Yeah. Tracy Douglas. She's a.
Yeah, the gentleman I talked to was Brian Thomas out of
corporate.
Yeah.
That's it.
So, and nothing else?
When's the next meeting? Because this may
second
be...
Second Tuesday.
June 12th.
Yeah, June 12th. So you, I guess you tell us, or you know, or you can...
Do we
should
to move
be
back?
Okay. If
okay.
Yeah.
Do we need to move it back a week to just give you the extra time?
I mean, no, because I think our schedule's pretty...
I'm gone the following week.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so well, if
we're no more than, 15 minutes, a half an hour, we're...
I'm good.
And Kelly, when is the...
June, what is that? I'm sorry, Kelly. 12th.
June 12th.
When is my term over here? Is it next year?
Let me look.
Good question.
I think it's next year.
We just reappoint.
Yeah. Wait.
You're not giving us up?
I don't think that we've had any other inquiries as to taking over that position.
I don't think so either. No, it's this year. June.
Is it this year?
That means June 30th.
4 freaking years already.
Oh,
oh, you've had so much fun.
Now we're just having all the fun work.
Make sure then we get that back on the agenda to reappoint.
We can do that. I've got a bunch of appointments in June anyway, so we'll just throw it in.
Before that, before June 30th, you're comfortable with that then, sir?
Because this is not a real time commitment.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I had forgotten about it with what's going on with my sister-in-law this day. And then when I heard my phone go bling at 7:45, I happened to be standing out there finishing up bus duty, and I went, okay, see y'all.
Where's her surgery?
EVA. She had actually gotten to where she could not swallow.
Whose sister is this? My
wife's sister is. Oh, so it's my sister-in-law, but I got to pick up my mother-in-law and take her up there. I got my mother-in-law and then her mother-in-law both meeting. It'll be a long day, and like I said, ain't nothing going to be easy about this.
Do we have public comments at the end again?
Yeah. No, actually, it's not on the agenda.
Okay.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
We do.
Second.
Motion made. Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chair votes aye. We're out of here.